Chapter 1.
Chirp!
A little cockroach jumped happily onto Wally's shoulder. As the toxic winds began to pick up speed, Wally and his only companion motored bouncily toward home. Wally's treads were wearing thin, and the cockroach held on bravely as they crossed the rough terrain. Over miles of desolate waste, Wally saw buildings and highways and rolled across the remains of broken bridges. Everything was branded with the same logo, By and Large. B&L had its stamp on everything. The mega superstore had once overseen almost all operations on the planet. As Wally hurried onward, he rolled over an old newspaper. Too much trash, earth covered, B&L CEO declares global emergency, the headline proclaimed. Wally did not notice. He passed a salvage yard full of other rusted Wally units, shut down long ago. The cockroach watched eagerly as Wally stopped to examine something of interest on one of the old units, its treads. The treads were thick bands of rubber, built to protect the Wally unit's metallic wheels like giant tires. This old unit's treads were in much better shape than Wally's. Wally quickly switched his old pair for the newer ones as the cockroach chirped and jumped excitedly. Then, moving on, Wally felt the cockroach settling happily on his shoulder, enjoying the new, smoother ride. Wally rolled past a B&L billboard, activating its holographic message as he moved. The image buzzed to life. Several loudspeakers began broadcasting the chipper voice of a human announcer recorded centuries ago.
Too much garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space. B&L Starliner's leaving each day. We'll clean up the mess while you're away.
Wally headed across a bumpy freeway overpass, activating another ancient billboard. Through the smoggy haze, the image of a sparkling B&L Starliner flashed onto the screen. Its happy passengers appeared to be enjoying all the amenities of a luxury cruise ship.
The jewel of the B&L fleet, the Axiom, the announcer's voice boomed. Spend your 5-year cruise in style.
But the people had been gone from Earth far longer than 5 years.
The Axiom! The voice exclaimed proudly, putting the star in Executive Starliner.
The wind was starting to howl now. Wally squinted and turned on a set of tiny windshield wipers to clean the lenses of his eyes. Looking across a bay that had dried up long ago, he saw a battered old B&L truck. Wally's spirits rose. Chapter 2. Wally picked up his pace as he headed toward his truck. He scurried up and pulled a lever on the truck's side. Slowly the back began to come down, and Wally happily sped up the ramp and into the trailer. Home. The wind whipped the truck as Wally peeled his new rubber treads from his wheels. He would put them on again in the morning before returning to work. But now it was time to relax. He removed a battered B&L cooler from his back. It was his collection box, and he was ready to begin the nightly ritual of going through the treasures he had found in the trash during the day. But first, Wally went to an old television set and turned on his favorite video, Hello, Dolly. He always played it when he arrived home. After watching the video for a minute, he turned back to press a button that activated the rotating racks of shelves where he neatly stored his treasures. The day had yielded some very special finds. A few old toys and utensils, all of which made Wally curious since he didn't know what they were, and a lighter. As he listened to the background music from the video, Wally perked up. He moved among his many treasures, stopping often in front of the fuzzy images scrolling across his television screen. The actors were singing and dancing to the song Wally had been humming all day. He paused, waiting for the next part. When it came, he hit the record button on his chest and moved closer. Wally